Now, let me tell you a real story. During Dr. Johnson's time, in the 1930s, there's a real story of a rich, we can say, half a millionaire. See, the gentleman is so rich in China. He owns about $500,000, and he puts it in the bank, and he lives a very, very luxurious life, just like this rich man. The only difference is this. He was so rich that he had many concubines, wives and children, of course. And one day, his friend came over to give him the gospel of Jesus Christ, which he refused. He said, I don't need that. What for? I'm rich. I'm enjoying my life. So he rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, before long, he even made more money out of stocks and bonds and become even richer, from $500,000 to $600,000. However, one day, the bank went crash down and became bankrupt. And as a result, he lost everything that he had in the bank. By the time he became poor, all of his concubines left him, all of his friends left him, and he became so poor that he became a clerk. You see, he became a blue-collar person, very poor, and worked as a clerk, and no friends, no money, no wives, no concubines, everyone left him. However, one day, his old friend came again and gave him the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this time, this faithful friend that shared the gospel of Jesus Christ shared with him with all his heart. And this rich man, who now become bankrupt, poor man, decided to accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior. And he began to love our Lord Jesus Christ very much. And one day he met Dr. Johnson. And he told Dr. Johnson, he said, Dr. Johnson, I praise and thank God for taking away all of my possessions in order for me to receive eternal life and his kingdom. I want to thank him for that. Otherwise, I will end up in the lake of fire and, of course, in hell. My dearly beloved, many times God loves us too much. Literally, because eternal life is forever. Would you like to be in the lake of fire under torment forever and ever and ever? And that place is absolutely real, my dearly beloved. It is not a joke.